You're listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
It's a quick tip. Yes, it is another quick tip, a pretty much weekly event where we spend about 10 minutes talking about a quick tip around your fundraising, focus on one particular area, and I go through kind of a step-by-step guide how to make that area of your fundraising better. This week, we are talking about the problem and the solution. In any kind of ask in a fundraising, whether it's face-to-face or in an email or on the phone or whatever, you're usually going through the traditional fundraising ask structure, which is problem, solution, and ask. It's a nice way to think of the structure whenever you're getting into a conversation with someone, whenever you're pitching, to build around that model of problem, solution, and ask. The ask is, you know, something for another day maybe, where we're pretty clearly spelling out what we want someone to do, what the call to action is. But the problem and solution is sometimes a little bit trickier because there's a lot of ways we can frame the problem that your organization is trying to address, a lot of ways we can frame the solution that your organization is trying to implement, but there's more effective ways and less effective ways to phrase this problem and solution. I'm assuming your organization is facing a problem and solution. I should hope it is, and usually that's why any nonprofit, any fundraising organization is formed, because they've identified a problem, something in the world which isn't good enough, something that needs to change, and they try to address that problem. They believe they have a solution. They believe they have a way to change that problem. And so how do we present that problem solution today? That's what I want to talk about very briefly. So let's first of all think about the problem and then go on to the solution. I think it was Paul de Gregorio, the man, the legend that I first heard this of. He described it as the itch and the scratch. So the problem is going to be the itch, and we want this to get under people's skin. We want them to feel it inside of them. We want them to feel goosebumps or the, you know, hair on the back of their neck standing up. And the solution is going to be the scratch. It's going to be the relief, the way that we address that, the way we deal with that. So it can be handy to think of it as a sort of itch and a scratch. Firstly, the problem should be relevant and relatable to the person you're talking to, the person or group of people that you're asking to do something. It should be relevant to them. And that sounds pretty obvious, but sometimes we forget when you see these fundraising appeals go out and it's exactly the same problem or exactly the same message to everyone. That's not always the best way to deal with it. A really dumbed down, simplified way to think of this is, if you're an animal sanctuary, if you're fundraising for cats, your problem is going to be the problem is going to be aimed at cat people. If you're fundraising for dogs, it's going to be aimed at dog people. You wouldn't mix your messages there. You would try and make it relevant to the person you're talking about, something that they're going to be interested in, something that's relevant to their life and their beliefs and their values. In all of our organizations, we've got multiple things that we can fundraise for, multiple ways we can frame it, and you want to bring in the area that's most relevant to them. So whether it's children, whether it's education, whether it's women, there's a few angles in every organization that you can take, and you want to try and bring the one that's most relevant and relatable to the person you're talking to. The problem should also be urgent. We need to bring a bit of urgency into our fundraising appeals. And so there should be a level of urgency in the problem. This is what's happening now. This is what needs to be fixed immediately. And even try and bring in some sort of deadline. So if you're going down the road of matched giving, or if you've got a particular campaign or a capital campaign that you're running, is there a deadline that you can almost manufacture in this? In some countries, I'm thinking like the United States, you have tax deadlines and any kind of deadline that you can bring in to increase that level of urgency. In Ireland, we have this tax element where if you hit €250 donation in a calendar year, then it's eligible for tax relief. And so coming to the end of the year, you have that as a sort of deadline that you can bring into your problem and again bring that level of urgency into it. So think about your own cause, your own deadlines, what else is around you that you can bring in to bring in a level of urgency. Your problem should be understandable and simple. So not to dumb it down as such, for the people we're talking to, they don't have the brain space, they don't have the time, they don't have the patience to learn about the problem to the level that maybe you understand it. You know, you are living this problem, you are surrounded by it in the organization you're working at. But for other people, they're not sitting at home thinking about your organization all day. And so we need to bring an almost simplified a message to the people that we're talking to, a simplified format of the problem. Not dumbing it down, not editing it down, but just taking out the bits that are really necessary. Over time, we can give them a deeper knowledge of it. We can try and educate them a bit more that, you know, there's more information there if they want it. But if we only have that short attention span at the beginning, we need it to be understandable and simple from the get-go. The problem should also be emotional. Remember, people donate emotionally. So when they get upset, when they get angry, when they get passionate, when they get fired up, that's when people make the decision to give. That's when people take action. And so, you know, don't overdo trying to logic people into giving. Bring the emotional element into it. The way we can do this really well when we're talking about problems is through the use of storytelling. If we can use stories to paint the picture, tell the story about a particular person or a particular group of people that are facing this problem, it becomes much easier to bring that emotional element into it and much easier for the listener to become emotionally attached to the problem you're talking to. And then they want to do something about it. They want to scratch this itch. So as we present the solution, after we present the problem, the solution should be tangible. So the person should be able to picture, to imagine, to see this solution being put into place. It can be as simple as, you know, giving something to someone, putting something out there, making something change. They should be able to feel that when they make the decision to donate, they can see where that money's going to go, they can see what's going to change, and they can see how that addresses the problem. So as tangible as we can make the solution be, the better. We want the solution to be immediate or as immediate as possible. So not this kind of long-term, you know, this is a series of years, this is a series of goals. People want to feel like something's going to change when they give. So they almost want to imagine that they hand over that €50 or $50 note and you're going to run across to one of the project staff who can then spend that $50 and something is going to change. They want to try and get that kind of immediate gratification for giving. So any kind of immediacy that we can show with the solution, the more short-term we can present it to them, that something is going to change, the better. The solution should be realistic and manageable as well. So, you know, your donation, it's not going to end world hunger. It's not going to cure this disease. It's not going to fix all these problems. But it is going to realistically change perhaps one person's life or change one element of the work you're doing. And so present that realistic and manageable thing to the listener, to the person you're talking to, because it's going to become much easier for them to imagine something changing, much easier for them to take ownership of it, much more believable, and therefore they're going to be much more likely to follow through and do what you then ask them to. And then staying with that emotional theme, the solution should be emotional as well. There should be an emotional legacy. What is the person going to leave behind? Not just after they die, but even before that, when they walk away from this transaction, when after they've handed over across the money, they want to feel like the course of someone's life or the course of the world has changed ever so slightly. They've had an impact, and that's going to stay with them as they go on with their lives. That emotional legacy is going to stay in with them. So make sure the solution is giving that to them. So think about your own organization coming out of this quick tip. Think about how you phrase that problem, how you phrase that solution. You're not just going to have one problem and solution for your organization. You're going to have a bank of them, really, and you're going to draw upon the most relevant and most useful one depending on who you're talking to and how you're pitching. But this is good fundraising, presenting the problem, presenting the solution, and then we're going to follow up with a very clear ask of what we want them to do. That's your quick tip for today. We've got more interviews coming up on this fundraising podcast. And again, as always, or as almost always, I am going to be back next week with another quick tip. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't, whatever, you're big enough to make your own decisions.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman. For discounts on Simon's best-selling online fundraising courses, go to www.changefundraising.com/training and use coupon code PODCAST. Complete them in your own time, wherever you want. Get busy living or get busy buying.